33. T-Cake and Naomi were halfway down the tube ladder when T-Cake realized he was going to have to get the rest of the way there, mostly blind. It was too bad because their entrance into the building and move to the elevator had gone more smoothly than they'd anticipated. Hearing the shouts from the hallway near Griffin's storage locker, they'd cut to the left, gone down a parallel hallway, and made it to the elevator without incident. T-Cake had insisted on going down the ladder first because the T-41 was a son of a bitch on his back and his legs were trembling with lactic acid before they got to the first rung. He was by no means confident he was going to be able to make it all the way down without slipping and falling, and the backpack was so large it was pressed firmly up against the wall of the tube. If he fell and Naomi was below him, he would take her all the way down too. Couldn't let that happen. Everything about the suit made the climb down difficult. The gloves were clunky and his hands moved around inside them, which made his grip on the ladder uncertain. Shifting his weight from one rung to the next required full concentration and a bit of luck. The pack scraped along the wall as he went down, producing friction that slowed him and made every movement harder than it needed to be. But worst of all was the clouded mask. The effort of lugging the extra 90 pounds that far had been grueling, and he was sweating profusely by the time they started down the ladder. The sweat wasn't the problem, that was just uncomfortable, but the inside of the plastic shield was fogging up from his labored breathing. The suit's oxygen recirculating system had been designed with some amount of condensation in mind, but not this much. The designers had never anticipated a full-body workout while wearing the suit, and the heat and CO2 that T-Cake was throwing off were more than it could compensate for. "I can't see," he said to Naomi through the radio. "What?" she replied. "I can't see," he shouted into the mask. "Great," he thought. "One of us is blind, the other one's deaf. This should be a breeze." Naomi, indeed, had problems of her own. Climbing down with two hands had been difficult enough with no suit, but now she faced all the same obstacles as T-Cake, plus she was clutching a fully loaded Glock 19. She'd had to climb every rung with her left hand while her right held the gun free. That meant her left arm, her weaker arm, had been doing all the work, and it already burned so badly she almost couldn't feel it. And then there was her hearing. She was still deaf in her left ear, and the ringing in the right, though it had abated, intensified whenever the radio frequency was activated. It was as if the suit was deliberately trying to mute everything T-Cake said, raising the level of the ringing to obscure his words, then going back down when he was silent. But his second shouted, "I can't see," had gotten through. Clearly enough, anyway, and she shouted back, "Why not? Sweat, fogged up, can you?" "Yeah, mostly." "How much farther?" he asked. She paused, wrapping her left arm through the rungs of the ladder, bending her torso back and to the right as much as she possibly could, and strained her eyes all the way to the edge of her mask. "About 50 rungs, maybe less." "Okay," he kept climbing down. Naomi's left arm shook violently, and she knew she'd have to take a chance and switch gun hands. She pulled her right arm up and reached behind the rungs to pass the gun to her left. It clanked against the rungs, and she lost her grip on it. Her hand lashed out, pinning the gun against the wall. She was no longer holding it, she was just sort of trapping it there with pressure. T-Cake must have heard the clank, and he asked her something in the headset, but it was lost to her under the ringing sound. She ignored him, eyes focused on the gun, still held tenuously up against the cement wall of the tube. She stretched out the fingers of her left hand, got one of them through the trigger housing, and pulled her right arm free. The gun spun over, upside down, held up only by her left index finger. She readjusted her grip on the ladder, now with her freed right arm, and slowly withdrew her left from behind the ladder. She closed her left hand around the handle of the gun and moved that arm free of the ladder. Blood flowed through her left biceps again, washing away enough of the built-up acid to give her some amount of relief. She closed her eyes, grateful. She looked down. T-Cake was about 10 rungs below her. She continued her descent.